Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. In the name of transparency, Philadelphia's lobbying code as developed in 2010 requires that, quote, those who attempt to influence legislative or administrative actions of city government may be required to register as lobbyists or principals and to file reports of their lobbying expenses. Well, toward that end, there's a website directory now of just who the city's registered lobbyists are. Let's get a look-see with Juliana Reyes, lead reporter of Technically Philly. Juliana, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you wrote about this and compared it to a Facebook posting.
Yeah, I thought it was a good analogy because basically you pull up the site and then you can see all the lobbyists that are registered with the city and headshots. So if you want to know what a Philadelphia lobbyist looks like, you can have a reference point.
But to date, it's just that headshot and name and address.
Yeah, so this is the first rollout of the software system. And so lobbyists can register online and they can submit their information, phone number, address, and that will be online. And what's next is expense reports. So lobbyists will have to submit information about who they're lobbying and how much money they've been spending. And then hopefully that will be online. So the Board of Ethics is working with a company to get that software up and ready for the first quarter when lobbyists have to report.
Now, first rollout, but second time around.
Yeah, so the city entered into a contract with a company to build this software in 2011, and the year-long project failed. And so basically the software didn't work, and the whole implementation of the law had to be put on hold for another year. And the Board of Ethics was putting this data up online, but they were putting it up in PDFs. So it's basically a format that isn't searchable. It wasn't very user-friendly.
And so on behalf of our news department, how user-friendly is this, or will it eventually be, say, for journalists as well as good government folks and just citizens?
And so right now, the website is a little bit clunky. You can get onto this Facebook-like page. It takes a little bit of time to load. But the hope is that the Board of Ethics will be putting out a much friendlier version of the data. So the data will be downloadable, and it will also be in a format for technologists to use so they can create apps using this kind of data.
Contrast us with other major metropolitan areas. Is Philadelphia leading or lagging or somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, I think Philadelphia has made a big jump since the law was implemented. So Philadelphia was the only major city that didn't have a lobbying law until it was implemented. And now with this creation of the software, it seems like Philadelphia will be on the forefront. So in Baltimore, for example, there is a lobbying law and lobbyists have to do expense reports, but that data isn't online. It's not searchable. And with New York City, that data is searchable and it's online, but it's not downloadable. So technologists can't, say, use that data and create applications with it.
How realistic is it, though, to create a site where there are truly no hidden agendas and everything is available to be seen?
Yeah, I think it's difficult because the burden is on the lobbyists to do the reporting. And how can you check unless someone is sort of checking up on, someone else is checking up on these lobbyists?
And is that where the Board of Ethics comes into play?
Yeah, and that's where the Board of Ethics comes into play. And I think it's also where the media comes into play.
Ah, the role of journalism. Juliana, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks.
Juliana Reyes, lead reporter of Technically Philly.